sides of the Mizbeach, on the right side, left side, I would have thought maybe that's not called the Mokum to have the Marocha, Tzricha. That's why I have the first Pasuk, Mi'al HaMizbeach. That once you have the right Mizbeach, you have the Mizbeach HaChitzain, any part of that Mizbeach, the right to the left side, is good. It's not a din mamish milfnei Hashem, only the front part that's right facing the door to the ulam. There's good the size of mizbeach also. Milfnei Hashem is only teaching us which mizbeach does it have to be. But on what part of that mizbeach? That's the first part of the pasuk, mi'ala mizbeach. Any part of top of the mizbeach, you could make the special marocham to bring the eish into the kodesh hakodashim. Shashem v'hayt gif the pesach loy, v'yafagav the tzad marovi, even though it's on the marav side of the mizbeach, Kamash Malan, that any part of the Marav side is good. It could be, no, it could be, it still has to be on the Marav side, could be. Mithlei Hashem, Mashmi, you still need. You still need to be on the Marav side, which is closer towards Lefnei Hashem. But I call upon him not for Diyak, Mamish, the middle of it, by the Pesach, and each side is also good.
Right.
Omer Ebelezer, Mishum Bakapora, Oimer Hoye Rameya, Evre Oila Sheni Soisru. What happened to the Evorim, the pieces of meat of the Korban Eilah that was left over? You didn't burn it last night, nor did you brought yesterday's Korban Eilah, and you didn't burn it last night. What do you do with the pieces of meat now? This is Reb Meir Shita. The Reb Meir holds every single day of the year there are four marochas, four fireplaces on top of the Mizbech HaChitzain, and the fourth one, the Kiddush was for this. In the case that you have yesterday's Korbanos left over that was not burnt, you have to have a special marocha to burn it. You can't burn it on the regular Marocha Gedolah. Vice versa, the Marocha Gedolah, that's meant for today's Kabonis. You bring a carbon today, there's a special, that's the main Marocha, the big fireplace, to burn all the Kabonis that are brought today. If you have yesterday's carbon, you can't bring it on that Marocha, because that Marocha that we fixed up this morning, we only fixed it up for today's coming Kabonis. Yesterday's carbon, though, according to Rameya, has to go on its own special Marocha. That was his pasuk before, V'yosh, he dashed in the word Vov, to teach us there's another fourth Marocha. That's Reb Meir Shita. That every Oilish in Yisraisu Oysa Lehen Marocha B'fnei Yatzman. You have to make a special Marocha. V'soidron, and you put the piece of meat on top of this Marocha. V'yafilu B'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos also you're allowed to do this. Tremendous Chiddush. Chura on Shabbos means this was yesterday's Kabonis. It was Friday's Kabonis. And you didn't burn it yesterday. So the Locha is you're allowed to burn it on Shabbos. And when you burn it today on Shabbos again, you have to have your own special Marocha to burn it today. So Rashi says, what's the chiddush? Rashi, dikom ma'oisel marocha b'choil tanino. B'chol yom heavy shom dal marochas. B'chol diminayel levorim shenisaisum. Advice is also could they weren't gerus the Shabbos. But what's the chiddush in the May that you have to have a fourth marocha? The covid, the evorim that was left over from yesterday's kabonis, like pshita. Tanina, we learned already according to Rameya. But Rameya says now, we learned before, that b'chol yoyim hoyisham arba marochas. Rameya said this already one time. Rameya Shita is that every day there has to be four different marochas, fireplaces, on top of the Mizbeach. And what was the purpose of the fourth one? The fourth one was for this purpose. That they have yesterday's korbanos that were not burnt up, you burn it today. So what does Rameya have to say? Let's say over Nochemol here. Reb Lezer, Mishum Makapora, I'm Hoy Rameya, saying over New Chiddush, we learned it already. Rashi, my kamashlun to come oislehem arocha b'choil tenino b'chol yoyim hoyisham dal marochas b'chol divenayel levorim shenisaisru. We learned it already. One of these extra marochas was for the piece of meat left over from yesterday. Amar Rav Avin lo nitzucho elu lepsulin. The chiddush we're talking about now psulin. Rashi, hanech diim olu lo yerdu. There are certain by kabonis. There are certain times that the korban becomes posel in the base of midrash itself. Let's say it become like nicer, or it became a pigle, that certain psulim came in the base of Mikdash itself. Then the halacha is, metchila, you're not supposed to burn it. Since it's a posel korban, don't burn it. But there's a posel to say, im olu lo yerdu. If you put it, b'dievet, on top of the mizbeach, once it's on top of the mizbeach, don't take it down. It has the right to be there, you're allowed to burn it. It's allowed to stay on the mizbeach. So anitzucha, the chiddush is the halacha, lepsulim. That certain psulim, that about the dinit im olu lo yerdu, once it went up on top of the mizbeach, even though you didn't burn it completely yet, still you're allowed to burn it again today and put it on this fourth marocha. Now, in such a case where the piece of meat taka were posel already, then we say v'davka shemoshlom b'emor. It's only talking about that yesterday already the fire caught hold of this piece of meat. Moshlom means the fire went through the meat. It didn't burn it up completely. It didn't make it into deshen yet. It didn't make it into ashes, but I called upon the fire yesterday. These pieces of meat, even though they were apostle, they were put on top of the Mizbeach, and the fire went over them, but didn't eat it up completely. Then it was left overnight. The next day, that's the Chiddush, according to Rameya, you're allowed to put that piece of meat back on the fourth Marocha. On the fourth Marocha that's made to finish up burning yesterday's piece of meat. Trashi Shemoshlam Bemor, Demeyahi Shosa, Nasa Lach Misham Mizbeach. Once the fire got a hold of it and burned it up, it has a shame Lach Misham Mizbeach. It's now the Lechem of the Mizbeach. That it has a loch, it's supposed to be burned up completely. So according to Rameya, this was yesterday's korban. Today, you can't put it on the big marocha. You have to put it on the special fourth marocha that's for burning up yesterday's korbanos. Avoloi moshlo bemor. Let's say yesterday, the fire did not get in contact with a piece of meat. The fire b'chlal was a moshlo behem. Is like, then you're not allowed to put it on the fourth marocha today. Since these pieces of meat were psulim, they had the psul on yesterday. So even though it was put on top of the mizbeach, but that's only, we say, you don't take it down if it was moshlo bemor, if the fire caught onto it. But if no fire got onto it yesterday, today, you're not allowed to put it on the fourth marocha. So that's the chiddush here, that what they're saying over. That according to Rameya, even the Yevorim, that apostle, sometimes you are allowed to put it on the fourth marocha the next day. In the case where yesterday it was moshlo bemor. But if it was not moshlo bemor, the fire didn't get a hold of it yesterday, today you can't put it on the fourth marocha. That's one lashon. What?
Regular,
you could, right. Not so then you could. Right. Even regular psulim is... Right. Even lo moshlo bemor, right. That's what Rashi before said. Even stam, you had a lot of kabbonis today and you didn't get around to burn them. And lo, but night time you forgot about it also. It comes the next morning, as long as those pieces of meat are on top of the mizbeach, you're allowed to burn it the next day. On where? According to Rameya, is a special marocha, the fourth marocha. Ika the army, some say, echad ksherim v'yechad psulim. Some say no, another lashon now. Even ksherim also, I moshlo bemor in. V'loiloi, that's this lashon. That even if it was kosher a piece of meat, but since it was yesterday's korban, the only time you have a right to burn it today, if it was moshlo bemor. If yesterday a korban of the fire caught a hold of it, but if the fire didn't get hold of it yesterday, once it's left over to the next day, there's no more din to burn it. As mikra din, you can only burn korbanos of today. You make the shechita today, you have today and tonight. By kodshim, the night goes after the day. Like you have a right to burn it today and it tonight. When it comes the next day already, you can't burn it according to the Shita. Only if it was already moshlo bemor yesterday. If on the day of the Shita, the fire caught a hold of it, even though you weren't making the mitzvah saktori yet, because the mitzvah saktori is to make it into deshen. You have to mamash, let it burn through and through till it comes into ashes. So it didn't come into ashes yet, there's still a mitzvah to let it burn more. But since our kopotim started a little bit yesterday, then you're allowed to put it back on the marocha, the fourth marocha today. Now we learned the Chiddush before, we learned what, even on Shabbos also. On Shabbos also is Inyan to have a fourth Marocha that you could burn the Evorim yesterday's Evorim. And according to this last sheet, it means we was Moshlo Bemor, where yesterday the fire caught hold of it, even though it didn't burn it completely, on Friday's carbon, Shabbos by day, you're allowed to burn it on the fourth Marocha, burn it up. So the Marat Tanina, we learned, Vahayoyin Chomish. According to this Chiddush also we learned already. And now Mishnah says, according to Rameya, that on Yom Kippur, and the Mishnah, the Brice supposedly said, that on Yom Kippur there were five Marochas on the Mizbeach, on Yom Kippur, according to Rameya Shita. There's the regular four we have the whole year round. We have one, the Marocha Gedolah. The second one is Marocha Shnia for the regular Keteris that you bring Boike and Beruf. And then there's Marocha, the third Marocha of Eish Tomid, there should always be fire there. And then the fourth one now, Rameya Shita, for the Evorim, yesterday's Evorim, to burn today, Mashm, even on Yom Kippur. So this is going to be the Raya. Yom Kippur is the same halacha like Shabbos. On Yom Kippur, Stamos are not allowed to burn anything special. Still on Yom Kippur, you have this fourth Marocha, that if you have yesterday's Kabonis, Erev Yom Kippur's Kabonis, that were not burnt up yesterday, today on Yom Kippur, you're allowed to put it on this fourth Marocha. And then the fifth one, the covered Yom Kippur. Without the Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol goes the Mayil of Nim with the special Keteris, the cover that special Keteris, the Moli Chofnov, he has to have a special fifth Marocha on the outside Mizbeach, that from that Marocha he takes the Machta, the golden shovel, and takes the coals and brings it inside. So I call upon him, it's separated according to Rameya, there are five on Yom Kippur. Now the Chur Yom Kippur is just like Shabbos. Vayim Chomish. Rashi, Tanina Rashi, Tanina Hayom Chomish. Vare Yom Kippur Kishabbos. Yom Kippur is the same halacha like a Shabbos. Uktani it says the Evrei the Evorei Tamid shall erev Yom Kippur. If you have a korban oiler, you brought an erev Yom Kippur, the leftover piece of meat. You're allowed to have this special fourth maracha on Yom Kippur to burn yesterday's maracha. So Chorot Saraya is also like, what's the chiddush afilu b'Shabbos? We learned it already. Amar Rav Acher by Yaakov Itzrich. No, I still need the chiddush. Salka daita chamina. I would have thought. Hani mili heche dechal Yom Kippurim liyos achra Shabbos. From the din of the Brisa, we learned that on Yom Kippur there were five marachas. Maybe it's only talking about when Yom Kippur comes out on Sunday. That's the case. So come to say, Erev Yom Kippur was Shabbos. So the kabbonis that you brought on Shabbos, now if you didn't burn it, then the locher is you're allowed to burn it on Yom Kippur. Why? The chelve Shabbos kareven b'Yom Kippur. Because the kabbonis that were brought on Shabbos, the oilas, let's say the Tomei Shabbos Abayim, and you didn't burn the meat, the locher is you're allowed to burn it on Yom Kippur. That's true. It has like one kedusha, Shabbos and Yom Kippur, you could burn on Yom Kippur the kabbonis of Shabbos. That's good. But maybe a regular Shabbos that we're talking about now, or else, even Yom Kippur. If Yom Kippur comes down in the middle of the week, comes the size, Erev Yom Kippur was what? Was a chol dikah day. So maybe then, no, maybe since that korban was a chol, a weekday, when it comes tomorrow on Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to burn it on Yom Kippur. And that would be the same thing by regular Shabbos also. If you have a regular korban atoma that was brought on Friday, since it was a korban achol, it was left over, you didn't burn it Friday night, maybe the locher is when it comes Shabbos, maybe you're not allowed to make this fourth marocha on Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, you're not allowed to burn kabbonis from yesterday, a chol dikah korban. You're only allowed to burn kabbonis of Shabbos, that has a locher to be doing a Shabbos. But maybe a weekday's kabbonis, you don't have a right to burn on Shabbos. That's kamashlam, that's the chiddush, this b'raisiya, v'afilu b'Shabbos. Hey, from our Mishnah of Yom Kippur, I would know this. From Yom Kippur alone, I could tell you we're talking about which Yom Kippur, or Yom Kippur comes out on Sunday. The reason why Kibernus then is because every Shabbos, Chol Be Shabbos is craving Yom Kippur. But maybe in the weekday or regular Shabbos, no. Kamash learned a tremendous Chiddush. That even on a regular Shabbos also, you're allowed to burn on Shabbos, Fridays or weekdays, Kabbonis. Kamash learned. Omar Rava, Rava said like this. Man hai deloichayish lekimcha. Who's the person who doesn't care about like making good wheat? In other words, he didn't learn good. He didn't wasn't medayi kloy what he asked here. The bechol yoyim tanan. We learned before bechol yoyim. Rashi bechol yoyim heavy arba marochas tanan. Vafilu shabbos a mashma. Ramei before said every day of the year there are four marochas. Every day is mashma, even Shabbos also. So again, what are you telling me the Chiddush? I wouldn't know Shabbos from the word B'chol Yom. I know Shabbos also. Like I know this Chiddush already. That even on Shabbos also, you're allowed to have this fourth Marocha in order to burn Friday's Kabbonis. Most of Kash and Echlam, you got me there. A little bit of Kasha. They still have this Shver. What do you have to have the Chiddush for here? Vafilu B'Shabbos, like Ramei said this Chiddush already. We learned it before already, even on Shabbos also, you're allowed to burn Friday's Kabbonis. Tomorrow says, U'pligi de Rav Huna. The Og is now on Rav Huna. The Omar, the Rav Huna says like this. The beginning of a korban is doicha Shabbos. Now, the korban you bring on Shabbos, the korban at tomid of Shabbos, you're allowed to burn on Shabbos. That's doicha Shabbos. Of the soifoi ain doicha. A korban that was born on Friday and today on Shabbos, just the end, you want to finish it off burning it today on Shabbos, you're not allowed to. Soifoi is not doicha Shabbos. So, Rashi, plegi the Rafuna. Adabakapora, viyada Rava. Rafuna argues on Vakapora and Rava. The Yoma that they say, Bechol Yom de Masnis and Davkahu. Vafilu Bishabis. Rafuna Sava, no, Bechol Yom Labar Mishabis. Rafuna argues on both of them. That's what Rafuna said before, Bechol Yom, he means all the weekdays. Renachnami, on Shabbos, you do not have a fourth Marocha. Because on Shabbos, that Shabbos is Deicha. You're allowed to burn Kabbonis. It's only Tchilosi. If the carbon is a carbon on Shabbos, if you're allowed to make the Shchita, then it's Deicha, you can burn it also. But a Seifa is just to end off a carbon on Shabbos that started from Choyol, Havad is not Deicha Shabbos, that's Rafuna Shita. So Rafuna Agaz on Bakapora and on Rav. Kufa. Omer Rafuna, Tomit Tchilosi Deicha. Seifa rein Deicha. The carbon at Tomit on Shabbos, comes Shabbos Kodesh, in the morning in Berev, you're allowed to bring a carbon at Tomit, it's Deicha Shabbos. Mashenkein Soifoi, Friday's carbon that you brought yesterday, you started off yesterday, just you didn't finish off burning and you want to burn it today on Shabbos, that's not Deicha Shabbos. Shrashi Tchilosa Deicha, Tomit Shal Shabbos, Nishcha B'Shabbos, V'Kor B'Shabbos, that's very good. Of the Soifoi and Deicha, Tomit Shal Erev Shabbos, Friday's carbon, Ein Evor Miktor, Mishav Teshach, Elamalen Neboi Join. You have to Badaska burn it Friday, when it comes Friday night Shabbos, you're not allowed to burn Friday's Kabonis. So tomorrow, Mayayayin Deicha, what does it mean it's not Deicha? What do you mean Soifoi and Deicha? So Rav Chizdor Amar, Deicha Es HaShabbos, V'Yein HaDeicha Tatomit. It's taka deicha Shabbos. You are allowed to burn it on Shabbos, just it's not deicha tumah. Let's say the right tzibur is tumah, you're not allowed to bring this korban b'tzibur. That's what he says. Rashi says mayen a deicha, and a deicha is a tumah. Hekter chalovim v'yemorim elazrikas donim uvad. You know what's deicha tumah in the case where rov and a tzibur is tumah, that you're allowed to bring the korban b'tzibur. It's only halacha the zrikas domain to bring the korban, make the zrikas adam. That you can do even though you're tumah. Mashen came burning the korban, even though the tzibur was tumah, you're not allowed to burn the korban b'tzibur. Lishna betuma, lishna achrinat chlosa hekter chalovim soifei evorim shnisusim eberiv zeh shemativ rishon nirbeinu. That's like the first step better. We're talking about what? That not that tuma is chuya betzibur, that's only to bring the shechita and to make the zrikas adam. But coming to burn the piece of the meat, you're not allowed to burn it if it's tummy. That's what Rav Chisda learns. That doich is a Shabbos, when a doich is a tuma. Rabbi Omar, doich is just the opposite. Doich is a tuma, v'yena doich is a Shabbos. No, it's doich of Friday's korban is doich a tuma. If it's a korban tzibur, you're allowed to do it with tuma. V'yena doich is a Shabbos. Omalay Abayas, Abayas said like this. Omalay Abayla Rabba. Ladidoch Kasha, the Rab Chizda Kasha, I have a Kasha in both of you. Ladidoch Kasha, according to your rabbit, Shver, Maishna Tumma. Why do you say Tumma? The Yechsiv, the Apostle says, Bemayadain, Viafila Betumma. Like you say Tumma, it is Deicha. Why? Because the Apostle says, Betumma, Bemayadain. I mean, any korban seabird has to be brought, it's brought at its time. Even though the seabird is Betumme, that's the Locha. Korban seabird is Deicha Tumma. A korban Tesach, korban atomid, even though the robe with seer is tomei, you're allowed to bring the korban betuma. Abazoi Shabbos namid, the same thing about Shabbos. But mayadav afilu b'Shabbos. Want you dashin even on Shabbos also with doicha. I will soon say the chur teretz poshen. Avad the korban Shabbos is doicha Shabbos. Here we're talking about Friday's korban dome. Friday's korban was left over. You want to be able to burn it on Shabbos. Who said you could burn it on Shabbos? But that's his kasha though. The chur Shabbos we're talking about now Friday's korban atomid. So the korban atomid was a korban seber. So just like it says b'mayadoi, you could bring it even b'tumah. Why can't it be burnt even b'Shabbos also? That's one kasha. L'Rav Chisda kasha, the kasha of Rav Chisda. Ma'ishenah Shabbos. Why do you say it is doicha Shabbos? You're allowed to burn Friday's korban atomid on Shabbos. Yechsev goes the pasuk says b'mayadoi at its right time, mashm any time. Afilu b'Shabbos, the korban seber is brought even on Shabbos also. Abazay tumanami. Why do you say it's not brought if it's tumah? The pasuk says b'mayadoi, mashm at its right time. If it's a korban seber, it has to be brought even b'tumah. Afilu b'tumah. So what's the chiluk? No, the pasuk says b'mayadoi mashma a korban seber is brought even on Shabbos or even b'tumah. So what's pshat in Rabbi and Rabbi Chizda that one says one way, one says only Shabbos is doicha, and one says only tumah Shabbos and monashoch? If you dash in the word b'moyadei, that's the right time, both should be doicha, and if not, neither. So omalei, so Rabbi answered back, lo le di kasha, nothing shver to me. Lo le Rabbi Chizda kasha, there's no kasha in Rabbi Chizda reader. We both say good pshat. So the deal like kasha, according to me, nothing is shver. Okay, the Rabbi said it was doicha as a tumah, v'ena doicha as a Shabbos. He says soifa kitchilosay. The soifah, the end, the burning of the kabonis, has the same halacha like shlosai, like the beginning, the shechita of the korban. And tumasai,